Hey y'all, Garden Tart Jenny here. We are doing something different with this ep. We are all headed to Vegas and we decided to do this like a Dear Diary kind of situation. I am currently at the Cleveland Airport, walking towards gate A8, where I will find Garden Tart Amanda and her husband. Oops, excuse me. People are not looking where they're watching. But stay tuned. We've got two shows. It's Thursday today. We got Friday and Saturday. We're going to be celebrating Hillary's birthday. And it's just going to be a big to-do. I hope this is fun to listen to. I'm sure it's going to be fun to make. Enjoy.
Hi, everyone. This is Hillary. I am at the airport about to leave for the first leg of my trip to Las Vegas to see you too at the Sphere. I'm so excited. I have a long day ahead of me, but I get to see the Garden Tarts and I can't wait to get there. Bye. Hey everyone, this is Hillary. I'm on my first flight of two flights and I'm getting really excited. Bye.
Dear Diary, it's Jenny
and Amanda,
and we've made it to Vegas. We are en route to find Garden Tart Hillary.
Woohoo!
To get this show on the road.
I see her.
Hi!
We made it!
Yay!
We all made it.
We all made it.
You did it.
I can't believe it.
You did it, and your hair looks real cute.
Real good, real good.
Thank you.
I'm so tired.
But
you're upright. Just need to get your luggage.
You should be able to take a nap before dinner. Okay, y'all. Jenny and
Hillary.
We're together in the same room.
Oh, my God.
Ah! We are in our room at the Flamingo, and I wish we could have, like opened the curtains while we were recording this because it's
freaked the crap out.
We freaked out. We have a view of Sphere. It's perfect. Look at the mountains behind it. Is that called the High Roller? Is that what that?
I think so. And you can see the sun kind of setting. It's really pretty.
It is gorgeous. Oh my goodness. We've had a long ass day.
Such a long day.
We're going to rest and we have dinner reservations in a bit. Okay. We'll be back.
Bye.
Hey y'all, it's, what is it, Friday morning, y'all?
I think it's Friday.
Friday morning. Yes, because we arrived on Thursday. We had an amazing dinner last night at Caesars. You know, celebrating.
So good. Oh my gosh.
Hillary's birthday. We're celebrating all weekend. And today's our first show day.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh! So we're going to go get brunch and try and pop by Zoo Station today. And then it's, you know, game time eventually. Okay.
Yay.
Are you ready?
We have lots of more to report throughout the weekend.
Yeah. But we will, we'll be back soon. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, y'all. We got us all here. Jenny.
Amanda.
It's Hillary.
And we just entered Zoo Station. It is already larger than I imagined.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
And I'm feeling like I'm having like feelings in my chest.
I have chills.
So
this is amazing.
And they're playing So Cruel, which is going to be the song that kills me tonight.
And tomorrow night.
And tomorrow night. Okay. We'll be back.
Bye.
Later.
You should ask me last night after I had 5 drinks.
Hey, we're in Zoo Station.
We are.
We're chatting with some friends and some fans.
We're with Michelle and Julie. I met Michelle in Boston for INE over Fireball that she snuck into the arena.
And we've had Fireball ever since.
Ever since then.
And people are like, what is this garbage on the ground? And we're like, we have no idea. What number?
Fireball.
You were here on Wednesday.
We're here Wednesday morning, 6:30 a.m. We got numbers 128 and 129. And it's my wife's first show.
I survived my first queue line.
And they'll never be the same again.
Yeah.
What number show is this for you, Michelle?
Do you know? Count.
ish?
Oh God, I don't even know.
Are you at like 10 or 100?
Oh no, I'm probably in the 30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Probably around there. Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's about it. So.
How does this compare to some of the others you? This venue compared to others.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, and it was funny. My girl Donna from VVU2 said, "You're going to be so proud of our boys." And honestly, it is just a sense of pride. Like, Bono did not want to get off the stage. He came back and actually
we're dying.
Sang, okay. Came back and sang the closing credit, which. I wasn't even paying attention.
He was singing. He's like,
he was just singing. He didn't want to leave. He walked into the back of the stage. He turned around, walked down another step, turned around. He did not want the night to end, which was incredible for a Wednesday night show.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
well, Wednesday night, I feel like you're going to get the real fans.
Well,
that's my hope.
Absolutely, because let's face it, right? Those are the only GAs we could get.
Right?
I didn't even try for Saturday.
So, Julie doesn't want to talk, but I'm bullying her into it. You're second row from the rail, right?
Yeah.
Just like, overall, if you just had a sentence to describe your first U2 show here at this venue, what is it?
I just got goosebumps when you asked me. It was just amazing. I get it. Now I get it. We first got together and I was like, what am I signing up for, right? So, you know, I procrastinated for 6 years. We went to the book tour and I was like, okay. All right, Bono.
Okay,
and now I get it. And I'm, you know, Donna said I'm going to be converted and she was right. She was right.
Awesome. Yeah. So y'all going to show tonight, Friday night? Are you going?
No,
you're not.
No.
You leave today?
We're leaving today. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got the red eye tonight.
We got the red eye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you coming back in 2024?
Yes.
We already put our requests in.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Wednesdays and Thursday show. Just to make sure we can score some tickets on that. Oh, my God. This is incredible.
Good luck with those requests.
Thanks.
Thank you for chatting with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Bye.
You guys
are so
cute. Okay, y'all. Time has come. We have arrived at Sphere.
It's Sphere O'Clock.
Sphere O'Clock. It's Sphere
for
Loathing in Las Vegas.
Sphere and Loathing in Las Vegas. You can hear the noise in the background. We're 90 minutes till showtime, till the opener starts. And we can't wait to share what it's like later.
So it's 1:36 a.m. on Saturday. Show is Friday.
Yes.
We are so tired.
It's very tired in here.
And so overwhelmed by what we just experienced that we're going to have to come back to you later.
We had intentions of recording more, but it's just...
it's not happening. But we got another show tomorrow. And we'll fill you in.
Can you tell by our voices how exhausted
we're
we are?
We're like... asleep, standing up.
Yeah.
Okay. Good night, y'all.
Good night. Bye.
Hey, y'all. It's Jenny here. We have been slacking on our dear diaries coming to ya, but we have been so overwhelmed and so tired with everything. We're going to be back with more, which will be right after this little message right here. Okay. Bye.
So we didn't get to talk to everyone that we wanted while in Vegas to get their thoughts on the show, but we are very thankful that a few of our listeners have sent in some voice memos sharing their thoughts. Four of them, actually. If you believe it, three of them, this was their very first U2 show. Zach and Austin have been fans for years and have missed opportunities. Life gets in the way sometimes when it comes to seeing shows. Maya is new to the fandom. Welcome to the U2 fan, Maya. And then there's Dez, who is a longtime fan, has done some work with the band, and has a really unique perspective from the production side of things when he talks about what it was like seeing the show at Sphere. So take a listen, and I hope you enjoy.
Hello, Garden Tarts. This is Zach from the Zooniverse, aka The Fly. You guys asked us for our experience of our first YouTube show. So we wanted to share it. And my brother, he'll be sending his own, but this one's mine. So first off, mind blown. I still can't believe it happened. I still can't believe I saw them live. I was happy to see that it was a decent balance of screen visuals of the band, so I could actually see them. Luckily, they were not the size of ants, which was what I was anticipating. I was thinking we were in the 300 section, and we could still make out, you know, who was who from our point of view. But with that said, very happy that they showed the band members on the screen a good number of times. So it was a well balance of that and crazy awesome screen visuals. With that said, though, my only really critique, though, is with the rattle and hum section. They didn't really use the screen visuals much there, and I kind of just wish they would have just shown the band members on the screen. If they weren't going to do any kind of crazy background visuals, then they should have just put the band members up there so you can actually see them and enjoy that set. I still enjoyed it immensely. Loved the rattle hum set. Loved it. I definitely don't agree with the sentiment of fans before, who were very critical of the idea of a rattle and hum set or acoustic set, thinking that it is not worthy of the Sphere technology. I never understood that, to be honest. I think I trust the band to do an amazing job, even though, yes, you wouldn't think acoustic would be an appropriate sound for what the Sphere can bring. But like U2 does, they did it. At least for me, they did it. And so I was very happy. Loved it. Loved every second of it. And yeah, Bono, man. It was amazing being in the same building as Bono and hearing him for the first time for me live do his falsettos, busting the falsettos back out. It was amazing hearing that. That was a dream to hear him do that and bring it back. And it was definitely a treat because, you know, me personally, of the recent concerts I've watched, he's not brought out the falsetto voice and sung in that way, at least to my memory, in the recent years. So it was a massive, massive treat for both my brother and I to hear him bust that out. And so that was a big treat. And Edge, seeing Adam, it was huge to see them in the flesh, as well as Bram. Bram did amazing. He brought it home. For me, and I'm pretty sure my brother will echo this as well, but for me, Bram weirdly had this essence of Larry visually. They almost had the same drumming facial quirks and body quirks. I felt like I was watching Larry. And that's not to say that he was anything to suggest that he can easily replace Larry. I don't want to, I can already hear the pitchforks being picked up. But I'm just saying, Bram did amazing, and he did a great job of sitting in for Larry. So that's what I'll say there. Bram did amazing. Very happy. And in the end, I feel like I went to a U2 concert, and I was blown away. And I look forward to the next one. And yeah, I think that's about it. Thanks so much for hearing me talk, rant, and to share my first U2 show. The Fly out.
I drove down to Vegas on Friday with two huge, probably the biggest Irish U2 nerds alive. And we had spent the last couple days getting me educated and ready for the show. We listened to U2 the whole way down, and I had a little curated screening of of Zoo TV tour the night before. And I was only two when that album came out. So I realized I grew up knowing the hits, and I had a babysitter who would play U2 sometimes in the house, but I really didn't know a lot of their discography. I never really had like a moment with them myself. So I was getting really excited because I hadn't realized before then how technologically forward they were, and their shows were always a spectacle and something new, and you never really knew what you were going to get. So I was getting excited leading up to Saturday. We got to the Sphere pretty early, and when we got in, it felt like a spaceship. Like, it was kind of crazy. It felt like we were in the lobby of a spaceship. And actually, we were shown a sensory room that I think is mostly for children, but she said people get, like the woman who was showing us our seats said that people get overstimulated in the Sphere a lot and have to like take a break, which I thought was kind of crazy. So one member of our party went to a seat, and then Ryan and I went to GA, to the floor. And I saw that the German cars that I had seen in the Zoo TV tour and stuff, and there was a DJ on them, and it was cool. But yeah, I still didn't really know what to expect from the venue and from the band. And it was an incredible show overall. It was like something like I've never seen before. It felt like church for a lot of it, which was maybe partly some religious imagery and like Bono's rosaries and stuff. But it was also the arrangements, and they brought the crowd in a lot, sort of like felt like a gospel choir at times. It was just very easy to get lost in everything they were doing, especially in that venue, which kind of felt like the Sistine Chapel a lot of the time. And like just when it was starting to feel like sensory overload, they took it down and played a bunch of really gorgeous acoustic stuff and kind of let the audience recover and get ready for the next surge of the visuals. I obviously there was a lot of hits that I had heard before, but I heard a few new songs that I had never heard, which are now favorites. Like So Cruel, Acrobat, Try to Throw Your Arms Around the World. That one was probably my favorite. And yeah, I was just crying a lot. It was very easy to emote. And also just the way they played with the space was incredible. I don't think any other band should have broken in that venue. At first I was a little unsure because it's a huge venue. It was so expensive. It was like in the news. And, you know, funded by like a billionaire, and Vegas is such a crazy, crazy consumer town. We had spent the previous day sort of just walking around Vegas, and I felt like it would be a cool spectacle, but I wasn't sure if it would really like do it for me. I don't know if I would feel removed, but it did it for me because they were really playing with the space. Like they were using it as an extension of their art, and like using it to elevate their songs, and it was kind of clear that they've been playing with it. Like they were seeming like they were trying a lot of new things, and it was just very exciting, like what they were going to choose to do with it, and just really beautiful. They just made some really, really beautiful choices. So yeah, incredible first UT show. I hope there'll be many more. I also really love my bracelet. Thank you. And Love is Blindness was great, and that's the bracelet you gave me, so I will treasure it.
Hello, Garden Tarts. This is Austin from the Zooniverse Instagram account that I go run with my brother, Zach. So before we saw our first U2 show a few years ago during Innocence and Experience, I actually won tickets to see them. However, just the timing didn't work out, so I missed out on a opportunity to see them back then. And then somehow we missed them when they came to our state during Joshua Tree 30. So once we saw that Acting Baby was going to be getting this treatment, we knew we just couldn't miss it. So yeah, and we made it to our first U2 concert, and we're getting close to 2 weeks after it, and it still feels surreal. I think I'm just now, like, sort of coming to the realization that I saw those guys in person, and heard those songs in person, and I knew they would kill it, but just experiencing the sheer showmanship and swagger that Bono put out, and then the just fantastic musicianship that Edge and Adam and Bram doing an excellent job filling Larry's shoes, by the way. Get well soon, Larry. And just experiencing those songs in person was just beyond something else. And of course, Where the Streets Have No Name, that quintessential U2 song, being able to see that and hear that, being in that same room was there's no words. My section, we remain seated for pretty much the entire show, from what I could see around me, but when Streets came on, yeah, we all stood up. We knew what to do. So that was pretty awesome to experience with other fans. And speaking of other fans, it was great to meet fans that have seen U2 throughout the decades and fans from around the world. Of course, I was dressed up as Mirrorball Man, and then Zach was dressed up as The Fly. So it was great to see other fans get a kick out of that and just to help just kind of build the excitement for this entire show, as well as experience Zoo Station. Yeah, I don't think there's any more that I can say there without going into cliches, but I guess I could just sign off with an old Mirrorball Man phrase is, baby, baby, light my way. Thanks, y'all.
Hi, I'm Des from Dublin, Ireland, and you two have been the soundtrack to my entire life. I've also had the great pleasure of seeing them perform live many times over the years, as well as getting the opportunity to work with them on some of their music videos, EPK, and filming with The Edge for the documentary It Might Get Loud. So when I heard about the Sphere concerts that they were doing, this amazing new technology that they were going to be using, and these gigs in Vegas, and I hadn't been to Vegas in a long time either, it seemed like a perfect combination of things that I absolutely had to find a way to see if I possibly could. And thanks to my friends Ryan and Maya, I got an opportunity to go to Vegas and to see this extraordinary show, this future event, this merging of technology, music, and performance that is quite extraordinary. Seeing U2 live is always something of a spiritual experience, but this was truly next level in many, many ways. Obviously, the visuals are astonishing. And even though the band had some sound issues with the first couple of tracks on the night that we got to see them, it didn't matter. The crowd were behind them 100%. Everybody wanted to lose themselves in this experience going forward. And it was such an incredible thing. Sensory overload, visual extravaganza, coupled with the amazing experience of seeing them perform Achtung Baby, in its entirety. Some of my favorite songs of all time, Trying to Throw Your Arms Around the World, Acrobat, songs that you don't get them hear them perform that often. Wonderful to hear them done live again. Wonderful to hear Bono as ever, the masterful raconteur who holds an audience in his hand. And maybe that was one of the things that impressed me the most about this show, was the fact that they were still able to keep it intimate, especially maybe during the acoustic set when the screen goes dark and it's just focused back on the band and the music and the performance. But even at the height of the sensory revelation, you're still focused on them. That is perhaps the most extraordinary achievement of the whole thing. But I want to see this again. It was so incredible and so amazing. It's something that I think you need to see and hear and experience at least twice. So now I've got to figure out, how do I get back to Vegas?
Oh, man, Hill.
Man, what a day.
What a weekend.
Weekend.
It is Sunday morning. We are getting ready to head to the airport. We have seen two shows. Went to Zoo Station twice.
Yeah. We had some really good meals. Saw the most amazing friends that we've collected over the past 30 years.
Yeah. And as much as I feel like this ep was a great idea, we just because we were so immersed with our friends,
we didn't follow through as
in
as
the
well
content, right? So, but we're gonna come back anyway. We're gonna talk more about Zoo Station, talk about the shows. We were never gonna get into detail about that. I can speak for myself that my heart is full.
Absolutely,
I got everything I wanted out of these shows. I can't wait for more. Thanks to the few of you that we talked to who submitted some audio for this.
Thank you. And thank you for all of the fans that found us at the venue and our new fans.
Yeah.
We've gotten a lot more people.
Yeah, we've been talking to a lot of people.
It's been really fun.
So much fun. So if you're heading out here, travel safe. Otherwise, we'll be back, I guess, next week with some more detailed content about our experience
in a formal setting.
And likely less hungover.
Yeah.
Both literally and figuratively. Okay, y'all. Thanks for coming along. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll be back next week with more U2-ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at @_GardenTarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your YouTube friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2-ish podcast with The Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, The Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.